FM 90.3 WJTL bringing in Jordan Feliz, Never Too Far Gone. Good morning, it's 7:20.
Weather-wise today, mostly sunny skies, a high around 75 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, low 58. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers likely, breezy, a high of 68. Over the weekend, mostly sunny skies for Saturday, a high of 61. And Sunday, that's St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 57. Right now in Harrisburg, 45 degrees. In Lancaster, 43.
This morning, our very special guest, Lee DeReamer with Life Cycles. Good morning, Ann Lee.
Morning, Fred. Good morning, Liam.
Yeah,
morning,
so Lee. Great to have you here. You guys celebrating 10 years, and I know one way you're celebrating is by contacting some of the now men and women who were with Life Cycles in years going by to find out where they are now.
Yeah, it sure is neat. God's been wonderful through these 10 years, and we've been privileged to work with and get to know over 330 boys and girls in York and Lancaster.
Yeah.
And we have loved watching them grow as we do life together. You know, people have gone on to careers and jobs and employment.
They've
gone
You're visiting them at weddings?
Yes. Marcy and I've been to three weddings, I think, and people have gone on, got married. They've started careers. They're in education. They're in trade schools. They're making a difference in the community, and it's just so beautiful to do life together with teens, their families, the young adults they become, the leaders. It's a real blessing, and you know, we're all works in progress.
Yeah.
And God works in our lives, and we've got a front row seat to watch people grow.
Yeah, I love that. And the fact that you get to hear from them is inspiring, I think, as well to the next generation to hear about how lives were impacted through Life Cycles.
I hope so. There's a real good life thread that we all see weaving after we've lived for a while. When you're young, you need to know that's there.
Yeah, definitely. So you guys ride a couple times a week right now.
We do, yeah. Tuesdays and Thursday nights, we meet at about 5:45. We'll start that on April 23rd.
Okay.
Love to have people come out. It's free, always free, hot meal, free instruction, great equipment, all for free. And people make new friends, ride, grow in a ride group that they're suited for their different strength and skill level.
And I know over the past years then, in the summer, you guys actually take trips.
And we do.
Are you going to do that again this summer?
Yeah, we build on, we take a building block approach in addition to the weeknight rides when folks are ready for a little longer mileage and more hours of riding, we ride together on Saturdays, about 12 Saturdays a summer, well into the fall. Then for the people who are socially and physically ready to be away for a week, we do our summer challenge ride. And this summer we have five again. We'll send a group to Niagara Falls. We'll have a group that will ride through the Adirondack Mountains in New York. We have a group that will take another trip from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. on the Great Allegheny Passage. Wonderful trail ride. We have the girls team is going to Western Michigan. We'll ride up the coast of Lake Michigan.
Oh, interesting.
And finish at Lake Mackinac.
Is that the first you've done that?
It's the first time we've done that.
Yeah.
And they're looking forward to bicycling around Mackinac Island. And finally, one team will go out to Colorado. And we're going to go see some altitude.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
If folks want to sign up for Life Cycles and start riding with you in April, they can do that online.
We'd sure love to have them. www.lifecyclesteam.org. They give me a call at 717-586-2511. We'll get them steered in the right direction. If they forget all that and they just show up, we'll take it from there.
That's awesome. And also, if you need mentors, volunteers, if some adults want to find out what this is all about, they can join you as well.
Yes, we'd love to have new people come and be part of the Life Cycles family.
Here's a great opportunity for you to be used by God while riding bicycle and experiencing that freedom Lee talked about. LifeCyclesTeam.org is the place. You can also support them there, LifeCyclesTeam.org. Lee, it's always a joy to have you here. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Fred. It's so great to be able to share what God's doing.
Back to the music we go. Consumed by Fire. This is Walk with Jesus on WJTL.